Welcome back to the Frank Fontana Show right here on WGN 720 on this fantastic Memorial Day weekend. The city is buzzing. People are out there having a great time, and we're in the studio taking it all in. And today, it's all about healthy homeowners. We just finished our mold segment. We had a lot of people texting and calling. It seems to be a hot-button topic. Another hot-button topic is pain, overweight, anxiety. You're sitting at your desk, working at our computers and our digital devices all day, and you just can't seem to get the time to get the relief. Good news for you, though. I have Caleb Johnson from Athletico joining me in studio right now. Caleb, say hi.
Hey.
Thanks for coming out. I appreciate it. Now, you're here going to share some tips on how to make the office workstation work for us. Tell me about that.
Yes. I'd like to just kind of go over a little bit what ergonomics is, because a lot of people aren't familiar with the topic. But ergonomics is simply the study of work. It is the science of designing your workplace to reduce discomfort, fatigue, prevent injuries, and also increase efficiency in the work environment.
So what kind of injuries could we potentially get sitting at our desk? It seems pretty safe.
Yeah, a lot of them are just kind of overuse injuries. So you're in a prolonged poor posture position, so slouched.
Hey, you're making me sit up as we talk, right?
Yeah, I know. I just kind of corrected myself as well. So you're going to be slouched over, kind of head in forwards, your shoulders rounded forward position. So basically,
possibly wrist bent.
Wrist bent. And a lot of the times, mousing with a computer mouse, you're kind of all the way over to the right here, or you know, your computer's all the way to the left. So things are kind of just in disarray. Your head's looking up or looking down. You know, you might be kind of short or vertically challenged, so your feet aren't reaching the ground, kind of deal.
Yeah, I prefer vertically challenged.
All right, so just in regards to why the ergonomics is so important in the workplace, work-related injuries and illnesses cost employers, workers, and the economy about $190 billion each year.
Jeez Louise.
Yeah, I kind of saw it. I said the same thing.
Wow. So you're saying that could be fixed by sitting properly and maybe doing some like little fitness moves in between and stretching?
I believe so. So we as physical therapists actually promote proper posture, and I was actually going to provide you guys with four tips for an ergonomic approach towards the workplace.
Let's hear it.
All right, so I'll kind of go over them a little bit.
Sure.
And so the first one is using a standing desk.
This is a big trend. I'm seeing a lot of this now. So you could do your work. It has a computer station kind of elevated at like chest height or a little bit lower, like waist height?
It depends on so I would say whichever position allows your arms to be in a relaxed position. So your elbows need to be at a 90 degree angle, wrists neutral. So that means not up or down.
So I guess you would do it by, you know, putting your elbows to your waist, right?
Yep. So
wherever your 90 degree angle is where you want it.
Right. Right. So let's kind of have the listener here picture themselves kind of off. So let's say,
so should we have them stand up right now? So, all right, folks, if you're listening, stand up where you're at. And what's the next step, Caleb?
So stand up. Imagine yourself at a desk, okay, and you're going to put your elbows at your side, and you're going to put your wrists kind of out in front of you. So that's how you should be.
So with your thumbs touching almost.
So actually, let's have you, I would rather do this in a seated position.
Okay, so sit back down, folks.
So, so I want you to move to the edge of your chair.
Okay. I'm doing it with you. I'm at the edge of my chair.
Good.
Now, these are rolling chairs, so I might be landing on my ass in a second. So,
now, if you are vertically challenged,
yes,
you can put a couple books underneath your feet.
Okay.
Because first of all, with your feet, they need to be touching the ground. Okay. Your knees need to be at a 90 degree angle.
Feeling that.
And your waist and your hips are kind of also at a 90 degree angle, so your chest and your trunk can be upright.
Yes.
Okay. In order to maintain that up.
No. With that, should I be protruding my chest upward and outward? Because then I'm like overarching my back, I feel like.
Yeah, I don't want you to do that. Okay. We don't recommend that.
So just kind of more naturally.
That's more the military posture, excessive, what we call
like
lumbar
bodybuilder
extension.
Yeah. Like I'm too big for myself.
I want you to just puff your chest out slightly. Okay.
You know, I do have a puffy chest, though. I work out a lot.
You do look like you work out.
Thank you. Yes.
And you can also pull your shoulder blades together to maintain that upright posture.
Okay, that feels natural.
Yes.
Yeah.
Now, if you get tired throughout the day, you can use a pillow behind your back to support your muscles in your back, your paraspinals. Okay. Now let's talk about the elbow position and the wrist position. Okay. So you want to have a chair that has arm support to where your elbows can be at your side, like we were describing earlier in the standing position. Okay. And then I want your keyboard, if you're going to be typing on a keyboard, to be right there in front of you.
Okay.
To where your wrists are not elevated. So they're not up
not
or
bent
down.
Bent up or bent down, right. Just straight out.
And they actually have those really cool gel pack ones.
Yeah. I saw that.
Yeah. That'll help elevate it up.
But let's be real, Caleb. A lot of people are on their cell phones. Like, too many people, unless you're at an office job. But I mean, even me, I'm on the go. My cell phone is my office.
Frank, I appreciate you bringing that topic up, because I actually was doing some research in regards to this. And in the cervical spine, the neck stresses through the neck increase 6 times when you're looking down for a prolonged period of time.
Now, my right side, my neck has been locked up for like a week. And it's my phone arm.
Yeah.
You know, my thumb and everything up here. So is that potentially just because I'm looking down and cocked a little bit to my right and holding
it,
the phone?
It could be. And I noticed that I'm sitting to your right.
Yeah.
So you are in a prolonged.
All right. Can you move to my left so my neck doesn't hurt?
Here, let me get up for a second. It could be that. It could be sleeping position. It could be.
I'm a terrible sleeper. I have my arm over my head and I'm twisted on the side. So yeah, it's a combination for me of a lot of different things.
You want me to go over some sleeping positions?
We have to save that probably for another show, because we're running out of time. But let's bang out the next two tips real quick.
Sure. All right. So we actually have. All right. So yeah, three more tips. Relax your eyes. Let's follow the 20-20 rule.
What's that?
Every 20 minutes, I want you to look away from the screen, 20 feet away, for 20 seconds.
So look at something that's 20 feet away.
Approximately.
Okay, I see lots of people outside. This lady has green hair. This guy's waving to me. How you doing? Good to see you. And that's 20 seconds.
Awesome. So your eyes feel better, relaxed?
I do, yeah.
Excellent. So next tip is maintain good posture. We kind of went over a little bit of those pieces already. So let's kind of just brush over a little bit as far as,
We kind of got to go rapid fire here.
Yeah. So we already went over those. So let's go over taking frequent breaks, because you were talking about everyone being kind of sedentary, sitting down in that kind of posture, it's stuff like that. So what I wanted to do is go over some research. Basically, a new study links prolonged sitting and sedentary behavior to increased risk for cardiovascular disease, diabetes, and cancer.
Boom.
Even in those who exercise the recommended amounts.
Yeah. I feel when I go to the gym and I come home and I'm working for a couple hours in front of the computer, I just feel like crap. I hate it.
Yeah. So anyone who sits for greater than 8 hours a day is at risk for this. Jeez. Even if you go to the gym for 30 or 60 minutes outside of that.
So there's no you know, give and take on that. So
no, it was pretty straightforward on that. So
interesting.
Yeah. So I would recommend I want to go back to our topic as far as standing desks.
I think, unfortunately, we're running out of time, Caleb. But what I will do is have you back on, though, to finish this conversation, because I do think it's interesting. We're getting some texts and calls on it, and I think it's worth revisiting. Save those two tips, and I'll bring you back maybe next weekend, and we can finish up. It's some great stuff, though, and it's actually helped my neck already.
And if you guys have any aches and pains, you can always visit www.athletico.com. We do offer free 30-minute injury screens at any location. We have partnered with Accelerated. So if you find any of those locations as well, you can go there.
Fantastic. And find them at Twitter at twitter.com/athletico. I used them when I hurt my back many years ago. They're a fantastic company. All right, folks, we're going to take a quick break, and there'll be news right after that.